talked briefly before the break about, you know, my relationship to college football and why I like the D3 level. And I went to D3 school for sports and it was a lot of fun, and the football was good, and it was in perspective, and you didn't have to worry about, you know, coming up with all this money for NIL. Well, maybe you do have to come up with some, but Wesleyan University, you know, my brother and sister went to Wesleyan in the late 80s, and it was a dark time in the football program, and they've been good now for several years, but they did something this weekend that they hadn't done ever. They beat Trinity. That they've done that before, but they won the New England Small College Athletic Conference outright for the very first time. And their athletic director, Mike Whalen, joining us here on Brian and Company, who wrestled and played football at Wesleyan, actually after a coaching journey came back to coach at Wesleyan and is now the athletic director. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Great to be with you.
Put in perspective, I mean, if people don't know, you know, Wesleyan that well, if they don't know D3 athletics that well, I mean, how big a win was this, not only for, you know, the football team, but the athletic department and the school?
No, it's a huge win. And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of it comes down to, you know, the commitment that President Roth has made to, you know, enhancing the athletic department, and really recognizing the fact that, you know, academic excellence, which, you know, Wesleyan has always stood for, and athletic excellence, which is kind of new for Wesleyan, can go hand in hand, and the two can actually not just coexist, but actually enhance one another.
You know, I have to be honest, you know, when I was applying to schools, you know, recruiting wise, you know, it was not even an issue. If a Williams or an Amherst came at you, you know, you would take that over Wesleyan. And my niece, who's going to be an athlete with you next year, you know, had Bowdoin, Wesleyan, and Amherst, and chose Wesleyan. And that happens a lot now. How have you been able to change the perception of the school and its athletics?
Well, again, it's basically from the top down. You know, again, essentially when I, you know, you mentioned earlier that I was, you know, coaching, I was actually coaching at Williams, which, you know, for a long time had, you know, an incredible athletic, and still does, program, but particularly football. And, you know, Michael Roth, you know, our president, you know, basically reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I'd like to talk to you about what we need to do to be more competitive in athletics. And so, to make a long story short, you know, I came down and we talked, and, you know, essentially what it came down to was, you know, my philosophy of, you know, it the academic excellence is obviously prevalent at, you know, all the schools I've worked at, which I've been very fortunate to do. And you know, so that was really, you know, is always the number one priority for us. But that being said, I kind of take it a step further, and you know, I believe that whatever our students should be doing, this is not just student athletes, Brian. This is students, you know, across the campus. If they're going to be in dance, if they're going to be in film, if they're going to be in the chemistry lab, or if they're going to be on the football field, we should strive to make those experiences as excellent as possible, to give them the best possible experience that they can do and that they can have. And, you know, Michael Roth said, hey, I agree with that. Let's try to build that. And so for the past 14 years, that's what we've been doing.
You know, I went to the Colby game with my son because I was visiting my niece. And what a crazy game. They end up winning, you know, on a fumble recovery for a touchdown in OT. It was crazy. And the football, and you look at the roster, and, I mean, it's legitimate football. And a lot of people listening, they're like NFL or, you know, major college football or bust, and you can go down to Middletown or you can go to Hartford, and you can walk in for free on a beautiful day and watch really good football. Just talk about the quality of it. And is the football itself like better than when you played, or is it essentially the same?
Well, you know, Brian, we all like to think it was better than when we played, but you know, the reality of it is yeah, we get, you know, the kids today are just bigger, faster, stronger. And, you know, I think one of the things that's come out of COVID is, you know, the opportunities that have been provided to kids from the NESCAC and specifically Wesleyan. You know, so we have Logan Tomlinson, who is, you know, was a great player for us, graduated in 3 years, and has spent the last 2 years at the University of New Hampshire as their leading receiver. He's a captain, Brian, of their team, even though he's only been there for 2 years. He had 10 catches last weekend. You know, you go down to Delaware, and you know, there's a kid by the name of Lutz playing receiver for Delaware. He was on Tufts last year, and he had, you know, six or seven catches in their big win over Rhode Island this weekend. So, you know, you're seeing more and more of these kids who, you know, for the longest time when I was at Williams, I was at Wesleyan, I always said, hey, we have kids on our team that would be two-year starters at Ivy League schools.
Right.
And people kind of looked at me and said, yeah, right, coach. Yeah, you know, that's not the case. And now these kids are getting these opportunities, and it's not just in football. It's in lacrosse. It's in field hockey. It's in a lot of other sports across, you know, across the conference where these NESCAC kids are taking advantage of their fifth year and going and play a high level of athletics. So it's really been fun to watch.
You know, it is funny, and it's true. Like, our leading scorer when I was in college, he could have gone to play at Brown, but he didn't want to wait 2 years to play, right? And he wanted to play right away, so they make those decisions. You got Mike Cavanaugh, the UConn men's hockey coach. He went to Bowdoin because he wanted to play football and another sport, you know, and so, like, they make these decisions. But I'm curious, that those are portal moves or whatever because of COVID in the fifth year. I'm curious, like, NIL stuff, transfer pressure, does that come down to the D3 level too?
Well, you know, it's definitely a trickle-down effect. You know, we as well as some other NESCAC schools, had some of our kids enter into the portal, some of our better kids. And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, Yale lost their basketball center to Michigan. And right. So, you know, when it's kind of a trickle down. So if there's going to be Ivy League kids or Patriot League kids leaving their schools to go to, you know, higher levels, then, you know, those schools are saying, okay, well, who are the best D3 kids? Who are those kids that are out there? And again, you know, it hasn't happened. You know, it's been, you know, a couple here and a couple there, but you know, that's something that's definitely a concern that I know, you know, myself and a lot of my colleagues as athletic directors in the NESCAC are looking at.
Yeah, I mean, I would hate to have that reach this level because the sport is not totally pure, but I mean, you know, it's the love of the game stuff, and if you get so much more movement, then it dilutes the great rivalries like you have with Williams and with Amherst and with Trinity. But that's just my opinion. I bet your fellows would like to get that Bates game back. I mean, that's kind of crazy that's the one loss of the season against like a 2-win team.
I think it goes to show you, you know, how competitive the NESCAC is now. I mean, when I was the head coach at Williams, and even my first couple of years at Wesleyan, you know, there were some teams at the on the bottom half of the campus, on the bottom half of the league, that just weren't very strong. And now that's just not the case. The coaching in the NESCAC is much better.
Yeah.
The players that they're attracting are much more committed. And you know, it's a league where if you don't, you know, you don't respect your opponent, you don't come in ready to play, it can bite you. And for us, you know, we started the year, we went up to Middlebury, had a huge win over Middlebury, who was the defending champions last year, beat them 43-7 up at their place convincingly. And then the next weekend played Tufts, who was another really good team who had beaten us convincingly last year. We beat them. So we had two back-to-back, you know, really emotional football games to start the season. And then we came, you know, and played Bates. And, you know, to Bates' credit, they were excited to play us. You know, our former defensive coordinator, Matt Coyne, who's a Wesleyan graduate, is the head coach at Bates. And so, you know, I mean, he obviously, you know, wanted his team to come down here prepared and ready to go. Yeah. And, you know, in addition to beating us, Bates also beat Middlebury. So those are their two wins. So he's doing an outstanding job rebuilding that program. And, you know, I look for Bates to be in the mix going forward.
Yeah. Listen, congratulations. I mean, the program's been good for a while now, but I mean, to win the NESCAC outright is great. And, you know, tell the coaching staff congrats as well.
Appreciate it, Brian. Thanks for the time.
Have a great day.